Chapter 24. Then Joshua got all the tribes of Israel together at Shechem, and he sent for the responsible men of Israel and their chiefs and their judges and their overseers, and they took their place before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "These are the words of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the past your fathers, Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, were living on the other side of the river, and they were worshipping other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, guiding him through all the land of Canaan. I made his offspring great in number, and gave him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave Mount Seir, as his heritage, but Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron, troubling Egypt by all the signs I did among them, and after that I took you out. I took your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians came after your fathers to the Red Sea, with their war carriages and their horsemen. And at their cry, the Lord made it dark between you and the Egyptians, and made the sea go over them, covering them with its waters. Your eyes have seen what I did in Egypt. Then for a long time you were living in the wasteland, and I took you into the lands of the Amorites on the other side of Jordan. And they made war on you, and I gave them into your hands, and you took their land, and I sent destruction on them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, went up to war against Israel, and he sent for Balaam, the son of Beor, to put a curse on you, but I did not give ear to Balaam, and so he went on blessing you, and I kept you safe from him. Then you went over Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho made war on you. The Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I gave them up into your hands, and I sent the hornet before you, driving out the two kings of the Amorites before you, not with your sword and your bow. And I gave you a land on which you had done no work, and towns not of your building, and you are now living in them, and your food comes from vine gardens and olive gardens not of your planting. So now, go in fear of the Lord, and be his servants with true hearts, put away the gods worshipped by your fathers across the river and in Egypt, and be servants of the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to be the servants of the Lord, make the decision this day whose servants you will be, of the gods whose servants your fathers were across the river, or of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living, but I and my house will be the servants of the Lord." Then the people in answer said, "Never will we give up the Lord to be the servants of other gods, for it is the Lord our God who has taken us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the prison house, and who did all those great signs before our eyes, and kept us safe on all our journeys, and among all the peoples through whom we went. And the Lord sent out from before us all the peoples, the Amorites living in the land, so we will be the servants of the Lord, for he is our God." And Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to be the servants of the Lord, for he is a holy God, a God who will not let his honor be given to another. He will have no mercy on your wrongdoing or your sins. If you are turned away from the Lord and become the servants of strange gods, then turning against you he will do you evil, cutting you off, after he has done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, but we will be the servants of the Lord." And Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have made the decision to be the servants of the Lord." And they said, "We are witnesses." Then, he said, "Put away the strange gods among you, turning your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will be the servants of the Lord our God, and we will give ear to his voice." So Joshua made an agreement with the people that day, and gave them a rule and the law in Shechem. And Joshua put these words on record, writing them in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone, and put it up there under the oak tree which was in the holy place of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, "See now, this stone is to be a witness against us, for all the words of the Lord have been said to us in its hearing. So it will be a witness against you if you are false to the Lord your God." Then Joshua let the people go away, every man to his heritage. Now after these things, the death of Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, took place, he being then 110 years old. And they put his body in the earth in the land of his heritage in Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, to the north of Mount Gaash. And Israel was true to the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the older men who were still living after Joshua's death, and had seen what the Lord had done for Israel. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had taken up from Egypt, they put in the earth in Shechem, in the property which Jacob had got from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 shekels, and they became the heritage of the children of Joseph. Then the death of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, took place, and his body was put in the earth in the hill of Phinehas his son, which had been given to him in the hill country of Ephraim.